Some of you think my wife is honest, but she can tell a lie the moment it leaves my mouth.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A lady was having guests over for dinner, so she went to the meat counter at a grocery store and asked for a large chicken. The butcher reached into a cold storage compartment, grabbed the last chicken he had, and put it on the scale. "It's 4 pounds, ma'am," she said. "I don't think that'll be enough. Do you have a bigger one?" The attendant put the chicken back, pretended to search around a bit, then brought out the same chicken and said, "This one weighs 6 pounds. "Tell you what," said the lady, "why don't you wrap them both up for me?" Busted. Have you ever told a lie? Come on now. This is no time to lie. Someone said of George Steinbrenner, former manager of the New York Yankees, "You can tell when he's lying, his lips are moving." A recent study claims that 91% of people regularly lie. 20% admit they can't get through a day without telling conscious, premeditated white lies. College students were asked which generation they were most likely to trust. 79% said their grandparents' generation. 68% said their parents' generation. Only 25% trusted their own generation. Wow. Well, here are some common lies. "It wasn't me." "You haven't changed a bit." "The check is in the mail." "That looks so good on you." "I just need 5 minutes of your time." "Let's have lunch sometime." "I'm from the government. I'm here to help." "Open wide. It won't hurt a bit." Well, some of us stretch the truth a bit, don't we? We say, "Thanks so much. I just love it." "No, officer. I have no idea how fast I was going." "That fish was 8 pounds. I'm 29. When an editor at the world's largest publishing house called asking me to write a book, I was flattered. But when he said, "Phil, I want you to see if you can tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth for an entire year and keep a daily diary," I wasn't so sure. I said, "I'm sorry, Ron, you're breaking up on this end." As my indigenous friend Wayne likes to say, I had reservations. You see, I've been a chronic fudger all my life. As a kid at church, I realized that the most important thing was a person's outward appearance, so I began to fake my faith. I'd sing I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love when I would sooner have had my eyebrows plucked by spider monkeys than talk to anyone about God. I was a gifted hypocrite. Ever met one? Jesus sure did. He accused the Pharisees of honoring him with their lips while their hearts were far from him. In Matthew 23, he let them have it. He said, "People look at you and think you're saints, but beneath the skin, you're total frauds." And that was me. That's why I decided to write the book called To Be Perfectly Honest. When I told friends I'd taken a truth vow and was writing about it, their eyebrows shot up to their bangs. One said, "Isn't that a bit like giving up arson for Lent? I mean, we're supposed to be honest." Others asked if I could stay happily married being completely honest with my wife. I wondered if I should talk about lust or anger or struggles with my faith. During that year, I spent over $1,400 making things right. I learned more of what it means to honor God with both my lips and my life. Best of all, I came to appreciate the grace of God in a brand new way. A friend offered me some advice one day on staying young. He said, "Calloway, get lots of sleep. Have a positive outlook, eat prunes and bran, and lie about your age." I said, "I can't. I have to be honest." And it's true, I do. I can't wait to tell you more about it on some upcoming programs. Meanwhile, let's live this moment, this day, with integrity, honest to others, and honest to God.
Laugh Again is going on a cruise to the Southern Caribbean, and we want you to join us. This February 7th to 16th, join Phil, Dr. John Neufeld, and the gang for 9 nights on one of the most popular Royal Caribbean cruises, visiting the islands of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao. For more information, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.